Hey, 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 hey. Hey. Well, this is cool.
Everything
well, we're
in moderation. Everything in moderation.
Hey, yeah. So, what do you think about these rumors about Ghostbusters 3? Anything to tell us?
Well, I know they're more than rumors because I'm one of the producers, so I can tell you that we're closer than we've ever been. I expect to see pages very soon from the new writer, and once they cross my desk, we could be on our way fast track. So, it's closer than we've been in years, and I really feel good about it now.
Oh, that's so great! Is everybody back?
Well, it'll be more skewed towards the young. We have to hire new, you know, I can't see anymore because I have, a detached retina and I can't drive the Cadillac and I have a bad disc and bad knees.
Right.
So we need the younger generation. So it's going to be more focused on the new Ghostbusters. What lucky four people they will be, we'll have to find out.
Hey, Dan, what do you think about this season of Saturday Night Live, or maybe the last five seasons of Saturday Night Live? What do you think?
Well, you've got this. Look, there's some great stars that have emerged out of there. You've got Kristen Wiig and Bobby Moynihan now, and Seth Meyers is, coming right into his own as head writer. You've got the great political writing of my friend Jim Downey, who does all the Washington pieces, the Washington-based pieces. I mean, the writing's getting more solid. They're breaking new cast members out, and, it's a university for comedy, and I'm a fan. I watch it like I would watch an old, a sports team from my alma mater. I'm behind what they're doing. When we did the show, sometimes there were gems in each show, and sometimes there were turkeys. Sometimes you'd have a show that was a whole turkey or a gem. And I think the same thing applies. It's always going to be hit and miss. Sometimes, it's tough to write endings, for instance.
Yeah.
So sometimes the sketches don't end right. But it's just that it's a training ground and a college and a university for comedians and writers. And Lorne Michaels is its chancellor, and he's breaking new talent to the world all the time. Look at look at Will Ferrell and what he's gone on to do. So
I love how you put it that way. That's so perfect to explain it that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's sometimes when some sketches are bad or some shows are bad or my understanding is that the Justin Bieber experience was not too pleasant for them.
Oh, really?
I'm hearing through a lot of sources in New York that this young man had kind of an arrogant attitude toward the staff and the writers, and wasn't that cooperative. I mean, I'm just hearing this, I don't know whether the show came off well or not. I didn't see it, but it always helps to go in there and have an open-minded attitude.
Absolutely.
And know that these writers and these performers, they do this every week, and they know a little better than the talent what makes the talent look good. So, in my time, there were a couple of difficult hosts that I remember that didn't quite step up to the line, I guess I'll have to screen that Justin Bieber show to see whether they concealed the friction or not.
Who do you remember as being not so cool?
Well, Frank Zappa was not a great host. Frank Zappa was a brilliant musician, but he didn't. He kind of wanted to detach himself and disconnect from the thing. So, in scenes and sketches, instead of calling us by the character names, he'd be kind of calling us by our real names and trying to make us great character. He'd try to make us great character, which was never going to happen. That so rarely happens on SNL.
Yes.
That you break. I've seen Hader a couple of times.
Yes, me too.
Just because stuff is so funny, and Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sanz, they could sometimes barely contain themselves.
Yeah.
But mostly the discipline is there. So Frank kind of broke the discipline there, and he wasn't our greatest host. The other guy that I was surprised about was Walter Matthau. He was, of course, brilliant comedian, writer.
Yeah.
He was just so intimidated by the process, and I think the talent of some of the people that were there, that he flubbed lines a lot and forgot where his marks were and all. So
how many times have you hosted?
It wasn't that he was deliberately. It wasn't that he had a bad attitude. It's just he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
How many times have you gone back and hosted?
Well, I've only gone back to kind of co-host once with John Goodman, or host once. I've only hosted once. And I went back to do a co-host with John Goodman, and I went back to do Bob Dole and John Boehner. And, I go back and visit if they need me.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, Dan is coming to see us in San Diego, so check it out. He's got this great new product, Crystal Head Vodka, and starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, you can say hi to Dan Aykroyd. He will be at the La Mesa location of BevMo, which is near Grossmont Center. Go out and see him. He's got a really good product. A lot of vodka bottles have been sold, 7 million. He's also a really nice guy, as you can tell if you've been listening to him on our show, Graham. Dan, we sure appreciate you going on with us, man.
Well, thanks very much. And, of course, if the media comes by, if you come by from your radio station, you will get a complimentary bottle from me.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice. Well, thank you. Yeah. Oh, good luck.
Bye,
thanks, Dan.
I'm
thanks
there.
For being on. Appreciate
okay,
it, man. Good luck.
You guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.